A few days ago, a fan stopped me and was talking to me about our entertainment news segment. And they said that they had heard me say that there's a moratorium on talk about Britney Spears. And asked me why.
I thought we had the moratorium on Lindsay Lohan.
We do. Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears, Paris Hilton. There's a whole variety of just complete wastes of time.
That, my opinion about Paris Hilton is changing. If she's making legitimate money being a big club DJ,
yeah,
which apparently she is.
Yeah, she is.
That seems like a more honest living than other things that she's
been
doing. It is,
and it actually does take a little bit of skill, something that she can brag about. However, the conversation was, I just don't think Britney Spears is a talented individual. I think she's a horrible singer. She's an incredible dancer. She looks fine, but... You know, as far as a singer is concerned, she's getting all this accolades for her musical performances, and I think she's terrible. We're going to go into, I'm going to give some proof, a little bit of credibility to my argument in just a second. First, let's do some birthdays. Speaking of Lindsay Lohan, today's her birthday. She's 28 years old. Jose Canseco is 50. Bret the Hitman Hart, 57. Jerry Hall, former girlfriend of Mick Jagger, 58. That's why she's former girlfriend. Larry David from Curb Your Enthusiasm and the Seinfeld episodes. He's 67. If I said Polly Holiday, do you even know who that is?
What nope, if I have no idea who that is.
What if I said Kiss My Grits? Would you know who that is now?
Sure. From
Flo.
From
Alice.
Yeah.
Flo from Alice. She's 77. And also 77 is Richard Petty. Okay. Who is, I think, here's the stats here on Richard Petty. He is the most winning race car driver, NASCAR driver, twice as many as the next driver on the list. Dave Pearson has 105 wins. Richard Petty retired in 1992. Retired in 1992 with 200 wins. All right, let me give you some my argument on Britney Spears. She's got an album out or a hit out. Well, okay, a single. I don't know if I can qualify it as a hit. This is her song called Alien, okay? This has been on the charts. It's been played a little bit. Take a listen to it.
Her voice is auto-tuned.
Oh, yeah.
Like an alien.
Okay.
Someday I'll do a newscast with auto-tune.
Oh, I wish you would. I think that would be hilarious. Okay, now that's Britney Spears. Yes, that's auto-tuned. And auto-tune can make just about anybody sound good. Here's Britney Spears recording the Alien song without auto-tune.
I tried, but I never figured it out. Why I always felt like a stranger in a crowd. All of that was.
You know what the lesson of this is? There is a lesson to be learned here. If you're a prima donna, or if you're a jerk
wait,
around you.
Hang on a second. Wait, we got to go back to that. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
How does something like this get released? Because you weren't nice to somebody. I mean, the original tracks that are unmixed down, where we find out that you can't really sing,
uh-huh,
is because you were all jerky to, yeah, somebody at the studio, yeah, or someone at the mixing board or whatever.
There's a lot of people.
I'll fix this prima donna.
Whoops. I don't know how it got out that this was the release pre-auto-tune. Oopsie. Robin Williams is also in the news. He checked into rehab. This is, according to his people, it's not because he's fallen off the wagon. It's because he's want to make sure he stays on the wagon. He has recently done a whole bunch of stuff. His sitcom, The Crazy Ones, got canceled, but it was a heavy work schedule. He is in a movie called The Angriest Man in Brooklyn with Mila Kunis. That's coming out. And a third Night at the Museum flick is going to be hitting theaters in December. So this guy's been working hard. His people are saying he checked himself in so that he can fine-tune and stay continually committed to his sobriety, to which he is extremely proud.
Okay, so either he feels tempted.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, that's got to be very hard. I mean, Robin Williams was addicted to cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
and people will tell you, very hard addiction to kick.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have to work with other people who are users,
mm-hmm.
or go to parties, or go to PR mm-hmm. events, or hang out with people who are users, the temptation when it's right there in front yeah. of you can be overwhelming.
And look, one of the things that people do for these recreation drugs and alcohol and other things is to self-medicate, to reward yourself for hard work or reward yourself for bad things. You know, it's to help yourself feel better, and he's been working hard. I am proud of him. A huge applause to Robin Williams for getting himself some help to stay sober instead of falling off the wagon and going back and trying to get back sober. I think that's tremendous.
If that's the case, I applaud that. I hope it's not a cover story for, well I was off the wagon for yeah. a weekend or whatever.
He fell off in 2005 and then went into rehab a year later. So it seems like when he goes off and on a bender, it's a bender.
From 2005 to now, if he's maintained sobriety there, that's something to be very proud of.
It is, absolutely. All right. Shia LaBeouf apparently is not in rehab.
He should be.
He should be. His rep says, quote, he's voluntarily receiving treatment for alcohol addiction. Well, how is that not rehab?
That's someone who doesn't quite want to wear the label, right?
The rep says, quote, Shia understands that these recent actions are a symptom of a larger health problem.
You think?
And he has taken the first steps of many necessary toward recovery. In other words, yes, he is in sobriety. There he is. All right.
If you're a celebrity, Shia LaBeouf, I saw him in the Wall Street sequel. He's okay. He's a good mm-hmm. actor. He's certainly a pretty face. No doubt about that. Mm. And someone who's in the spotlight like that, he's making a fool of himself.
And he needs to stop. It's recoverable. He can recover.
Where image is everything.
Yeah.
His image is that of a clown.
Hollywood is continuing in the vein of recreating some of the great biblical stories of all time. Noah was a tremendous flop. Bad movie.
Noah was loosely based on the biblical, yeah. inspired by.
Yeah, and I've said this before. It's like if you're a producer of a film, there are some writers, it's okay to take creative license with their work. Manipulate it, rework it, make it your vision. The Bible, not one of those pieces that you probably should rewrite. The film that is in works now, it is Ridley Scott's Exodus, Gods and Kings, which will be out right now. They're saying it'll be in the theaters December 12th. Christian Bale, excuse me, Christian Bale plays Moses. He said that one of his biggest challenges for doing this, seriously, Moses, when you think of the film adaptation of Moses, who do you think of? Charlton Heston. Those are big, big shoes to fill. He said he was quite nervous, but he feels good about this project. We shall see. Ridley Scott, isn't he the one with all the explosions and stuff? Doesn't he do a lot of explosions and special effects?
What do you think of it? A retelling of Exodus, if done true to text.
Yeah.
The special effects could be good in the hands of the right director.
And be meaningful.
Imagine what the Plague of Locusts could look like with the computer technology we have today.
Sure. Pillar of Fire, the manna, the earth swallowing up those that were like, oh, we don't want manna this morning. Come on, don't we have any waffles? WSAU, we'll be right back.
Not a big fan of the celebrities, and it's not really the celebrities' fault, but whenever you read the articles about the celebrities, they always exaggerate their lives, try to make them seem so amazing, you know? He worked 3 years as a dishwasher before he hit it big. Hey, I worked 3 years as a dishwasher before I became a busboy. Some of these celebrities aren't even talented supermodels. Granted, they're hot, but how can you not be super at modeling? All you have to do is walk around in nice clothes. Hell, a hanger can do half that job. You put a mannequin on wheels, these chicks are out of business. And what separates the models from the supermodels? What are the models doing wrong? What, do they get to the end of the runway, they keep going? But everyone wants to look like them, you know? Everyone fixes themselves up, wants to look perfect, the fake breasts, very popular. I don't know why they get them. You women... Well, the guys like big breasts. The guys love big breasts. Who cares? So what? It's not your responsibility. Guys like beer, too. Why don't you have a tap put in?
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.